remained inside the WAG, keeping a grip on their Kalashnikovs. After a few minutes, the private tucked away his blaster and clumsily checked the huge sextant Colette had given them. The antique was solid brass and weighed several pounds. Carefully, he balanced the sun overhead through the billowing clouds, shot the horizon with the half-mirror, then did a few calculations.
"This is the place, Sarge. Trans University. Any sign of a vill or dish from up there?"
The sergeant cupped his hands around his face to try to see better.
"Not yet. No, wait. There's something to our north. Big, white. Could be a dish."
"But no vill?"
"Nothing."
"Shit.
Motherfucker!"
A corporal grabbed Scotty by the shirt and tried to haul him inside the vehicle.
"Bear!"
The private pulled loose and turned to see. A hairy giant was padding their way. The huge grizzly stood 10 feet tall, its fangs and long claws bared for a fight. Laughing in contempt, Scotty slid the AK-47 from his shoulder, aimed, and fired a short burst into the animal's belly. The bear stopped as if hitting a wall, then screamed a challenge and rose to its hind legs, which made it appear even larger. Scotty put another burst into its throat, and the animal staggered, slumping slowly to the ground and going still. Campbell eased his grip on the cannon's trigger.
"Good shot. About time we had some fresh meat."
"Thanks."
Scotty walked over to the beast and put one more round into its ear. The head jerked from the impact, and the beast exhaled into death.
"Son of a bitch! The bastard was faking!"
Scotty kicked the body a few times just to make sure.
"Seen him do that before. Bears be smart. Smarter'n dogs."
"Grizz. Nasty tough."
Climbing from the turret, Campbell jumped to the ground.
"I like bear. Better skin it quick, though, or the bugs will start chewing the hide."
Scotty drew a knife.
"Take the meat, sure, but why are we gonna tan the hide?"
"Present for Colette. She likes fur and knows how to say thanks to a real man."
The sec men laughed at the image of their sec chief spread-eagled on a bed begging for it. They had all been there and wanted to go again. The bitch was a roller coaster with a tongue. The corporal broke the mood.
"So how are we going to tan it?"
Scotty rolled his eyes. Vill boys. Didn't know nothing about nothing.
"Scrape off the fat with a knife. Then we all piss on it and rub in some salt. That'll do until we can get it home."
"What do you mean, piss on it?"
Suddenly, a winged creature darted in from the woods, landed on the bear, and plunged a barbed beak into the corpse, ripping out a bloody chunk of flesh. The sec men stepped back and threw their blasters. The mutie looked just like a screamwing, only it was much bigger, twice, three times the size. Scotty fired at the screamwing, stitching a line of holes across the bear and the mutie. The slugs slapped the thing around, but didn't penetrate its leathery hide. Looking directly at the sec man, the screamwing launched itself off the bear and crossed the 20 yards separating the two in only a second. Scotty cried out as the mutie buried its beak into his chest, struggling to remove whatever internal organ it had hooked.
"Shoot it!"
Campbell opened fire with his Kalashnikov. The rest of the troops did the same. And Scotty was torn to pieces under the fusillade of bullets, his arms flailing wildly. The human corpse dropped, and the screamwing struggled out from under the dead man, a ropey piece of intestine dangling from its wicked beak. It stared at the humans as it consumed the tidbit in a few swallows. A private broke ranks and ran for the ruins, but the rest stood firm, their blasters blowing a hellstorm of lead at the gory killer. The 7.62mm rounds impacted all around the beast. A hole was punched through a wing, a bloody score along one side of its body. Barely scratched, the mutie narrowed its hate-filled eyes to slits and lifted into the air, angling its taloned feet at the gunners. Dropping his Kalashnikov, Campbell drew his hand cannon, aimed, and fired. The 45 caliber round from the Colt pistol slammed into the creature like the hand of God, completely removing its head and neck. Blood pumping from the ghastly wound, wings still flapping, the headless mutie flashed forward to crash into the side of the armored LAV. Cursing, Campbell fired again and again at the creature until it stopped flopping on the ground. He cursed again, dropping the spent clip and slapping in a fresh one.
"Fucking muties. Getting meaner every damn day. Hey, Adams. Check Scotty.
Grabbing a pre-dark med kit, the man rushed to the still form and rolled over the body. He took in the exposed lungs and heart.
Haste, Sarge. Nothing I can do to help.
Campbell holstered his piece.
Shit. And he was the only one who knew how to operate the sextant. It's yours now, Adams. Learn how to work that thing fast.
Me? Yes, Sarge.
Mac, get his blaster and boots. Corporal, you skin the bear. No sense wasting all that fresh meat. Randy, man the 25mm and shoot anything that ain't us. The rest of you apes stay with me. We're gonna do a fast wreck of the area to see if there are any more of those things around.
Didn't know a mutie could, mutate.
The corporal stared at the mutilated body of the Screamwing. A breeze ruffled its wings, and the man froze for a moment.
Well, now you do.
Campbell headed for the nearest building. In a tight group, the Sekmen entered the old structure through a gaping hole in the wall. Most of the ceiling was still intact, but the entire floor was covered with dried leaves. Endless shelves of books covered the walls, protruding into the room as if the walls weren't enough to hold all the volumes. A private ran his hand along a shelf, the books exploding into dusty smoke, dried and useless. Anything useful had been looted long ago. Exiting the library, they briefly checked a dirty dining room overgrown with thickets, then a small building with its second floor acting as a roof. The floor was bare ground, and a row of wooden crosses lined the walls, dusty skeletons still attached to the thick beams by rope and nails. The torso of each was intact, but the leg bones were smashed in almost exactly the same place. Tiny pieces of white cloth marked with a faded red cross still clung to the skeletons, and one skull had a scalpel buried in its left eye socket. Another had a stethoscope knotted around its neck.
White coats. Locals probably busted their legs to make them chill faster. Civilians. Dumber than Ville boys.
A sec man appeared in a doorway ahead of them, his face sweaty.
Hey, Sarge! Sorry that I ran, but that mutie was...
The concussion of the hand cannon boomed across the inside of the ruins, making dust rain from the ceiling. The sec man slammed into the wall and slid to the ground, a bloody hole in his arm. Campbell holstered his piece.
Strip the coward naked and leave him alive.
No, please!
The others advanced and began to rip off his uniform. He tried to stop them, but the blood loss was already stealing the strength from his body. Soon he was nude in a pool of his own blood.
Sarge! Don't leave me like this! Please!
Adams backhanded the cringing man across the face.
We can't hear the dead, Arnie.
The corporal kicked Arnie directly on the wound. The pain flared beyond tolerance, and the sec man fainted dead away. Stopping at the doorway on the way out, Campbell waited until the others were outside, then surreptitiously tossed his unconscious brother a sharp knife. Rules be damned. It was the least he could do for family. By the time Beta Team had completed a security sweep of the ruins, Adams was finished with the bear, thick stakes piled in a tin bucket normally used for drawing water from creeks. The scraped skin was attached to the outside stanchions of the LAV with short pieces of rope, the hide dripping with piss and shiny with salt crystals. Campbell inspected the hide.
Good job. That'll cure fine. Okay, rest period is over. Everybody back in the wag. We still gotta find that dish.
Gratefully, the sec men climbed into the safety of the APC and closed the door, sliding the locking bar with a loud clank. The driver started the diesel engines, and the armored vehicle rolled away from the ruins. Laying abandoned in the middle of the road was a reddish lump. The skinned carcass of the bear glistened in the sunlight. Long black lines of insects were already marching over the meat, carrying it away piece by piece. As the LAV disappeared into the thickets, a muffled cry rose from inside the ruin of the hospital. Then, a body hit the ground. Almost instantly, the insects began to angle toward the new bounty of fresh food. Less than an hour later, the LAV-25 plowed through a line of thorny thickets, and the driver whooped into light. Campbell smiled and slapped the sec man on the shoulder. There on the ground directly ahead of them was a near duplicate of the blockhouse back at the Shilohville, and rising majestically above it was a framework of girders and struts supporting an enormous dish. The structure looked solid.
We gotta make sure it's intact, but it looks mighty good, boys. Mighty fucking good.